6. The last Andite dispersions. The last three waves of Andites poured out of Mesopotamia between 8,000 and 6,000 BC. These three great waves of culture were forced out of Mesopotamia by the pressure of the hill tribes to the east and the harassment of the plainsmen of the west. The inhabitants of the Euphrates Valley and adjacent territory went forth in their final exodus in several directions. 65% entered Europe by the Caspian Sea route to conquer and amalgamate with the newly appearing white races, the blend of the Blue Men and the earlier Andites. 10%, including a large group of the Sethite priests, moved eastward through the Elamite highlands to the Iranian plateau and Turkestan. Many of their descendants were later driven into India with their Aryan brethren from the regions to the north. 10% of the Mesopotamians turned eastward in their northern trek, entering Sinkiang, where they blended with the Andite yellow inhabitants. The majority of the able offspring of this racial union later entered China and contributed much to the immediate improvement of the northern division of the yellow race. 10% of these fleeing Andites made their way across Arabia and entered Egypt. 5% of the Andites, the very superior culture of the coastal district about the mouths of the Tigris and Euphrates, who had kept themselves free from intermarriage with the inferior neighboring tribesmen, refused to leave their homes. This group represented the survival of many superior Nodite and Adamite strains. The Andites had almost entirely evacuated this region by 6,000 BC. Though their descendants, largely mixed with the surrounding Sangic races and the Andonites of Asia Minor, were there to give battle to the northern and eastern invaders at a much later date. The cultural age of the Second Garden was terminated by the increasing infiltration of the surrounding inferior stocks. Civilization moved westward to the Nile and the Mediterranean islands, where it continued to thrive and advance long after its fountainhead in Mesopotamia had deteriorated. And this unchecked influx of inferior peoples prepared the way for the later conquest of all Mesopotamia by the northern barbarians who drove out the residual strains of ability. Even in later years, the cultured residue still resented the presence of these ignorant and uncouth invaders.